most exciting words in baseball.
From Las Vegas Ballpark in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, it is game number 5 of 6 between the reigning AAA National Champion Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Athletics. Hope you are having a great Saturday so far, everybody. Gary Green with you here. Space Cowboys come into tonight sitting at 8-11 on the year. They're currently 5 games back of Las Vegas for the best record in the PCL. The Aviators do come into today with a 1-game lead over Oklahoma City for the best record in the PCL. They are currently 13-6. Let's get the starting lineups for tonight's game, beginning with the visiting Space Cowboys. Leading off is the second baseman, Luis Guillorme. Shane Whitcomb follows him in right, and Bryce Matthews hitting third this evening. He's the shortstop. Colin Price at first, he's the cleanup man. Tommy Sacco Jr., switch-hitting left fielder, bats fifth. In the sixth spot is the third baseman, Zach Short. Cesar Salazar is behind the plate and batting seventh. Jesus Bastidas, night off from the field, he's the DH, batting eighth. And rounding it all out is the center fielder, Quincy Hamilton. On the bump for the Space Cowboys is the right-hander, Miguel Ulloa. As for the Aviators, this is the nine that they will send out tonight. Leading off is the center fielder, Drew Avens. Daryl Hernandez follows him at short, and Nick Kurtz, the first baseman, bats third. Colby Thomas is in right, Logan Davidson at third, CJ Alexander in left. It's Willie McIver hitting seventh, the DH. Daniel Susek, the catcher, hits eighth, and in the ninth spot, the second baseman, Cooper Bowman. On the bump tonight for the Aviators is the 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, Joey Estes. So Estes stares into Luis Contreras. Or Luis Guillorme, excuse me, and the pitch on the way. And Guillorme takes a little outside. We are off and running at 7.07 p.m. Pacific time here in Las Vegas. Thrilled you're with us on this Saturday night. The set and the 1-0. And Guillorme takes a fastball right in there for a called strike. It's even at 1-1. Gorgeous evening here in Las Vegas. 65 degrees at first pitch and not much wind in the ballpark tonight. 1-1. He is popped in the air, out into the left center field gap. Avens racing over, and he will cut in front of Alexander and make the catch for out number one. Now, last night it was 58 and windy whenever we got started. The flags not really moving out and right. Gorgeous sunset casting orange, pink, and gold hues on the mountains that sit to the eastern side of Las Vegas. We face out from here up higher at elevation in Summerline, out to Las Vegas from where we are. Offer on the way, and Whitcomb goes after it and fouls it off left side for strike number one. Well, for Estes this season with the Aviators, he's making his second appearance in his first outing. 4 innings, gave up 2 runs on 6 hits, did not walk anybody, and struck out 4. Estes began the season in the rotation for the Athletics, but it did not go well for him. Fastball's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2 now to Whitcomb. Estes in 2 outings with the Athletics, 0-1 with a 10.29 ERA. 0-2, he buries this in the dirt, and it's 1-2 now to Shea. Whitcomb hitting .205 this year, .301 on base percentage in 19 games. 6 doubles, he's hit 4 homers and driven in 13. 1 gone, the bag's empty, the 1-2. And Whitcomb swings late, he was fooled on a sweeper. He's down on strikes for out number two. The Space Cowboys is trying to get a man on base. Whitcomb was the last man to reach for them in last night's game when he walked in the third as Aviators pitching retired the final 21 batters in a row. So including the first 2 outs tonight, that's now 23 straight Space Cowboys who have been retired in order. Here's Matthews, and Estes delivers. And Bryce takes a little low, fastball 1-0. Space Cowboys in their gray jersey tops tonight. Navy sleeves, they have gray pants and navy caps this evening. Aviators are in their alternate dark navy jerseys tonight. Aviators in white lettering across the front. 1-0, misses wide with a fastball, and a challenge comes from the catcher, Daniel Susek. So first challenge of the night. Aviators used 2 last night, and they lost both of them. We get another look at it here, and it was off the plate. Missed a little bit with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And so it is 2 balls and no strikes now to Bryce. Shortstop for the Space Cowboys, hitting .217, a .365 on base percentage through his first 17 games. 2-0, that hits the outer corner with a fastball, and it's 2-1. Matthews, one of each extra base hit, a double, a triple, a homer, and five RBIs. He scored seven runs. 2-1, front door sweeper is a strike. The count evens up at 2-2. Now Matthews had his 12-game on-base streak snapped last night when he went 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. Bases empty and two gone, just underway here in the top of the first. Estes the 2-2, and Matthews skies this. Foul ground right side, that'll find its way into the stands. Defensively, this is the nine surrounding Joey Estes this evening. Daniel Susak is the catcher. Nick Kurtz over at first. Cooper Bowman is at second. Logan Davidson mans the hot corner, and Daryl Hernandez is at short. C.J. Alexander in left, Drew Avins in center, Colby Thomas in right. 2-2, Matthews sends it back to the screen, foul. And so it'll see it 2-2 to Bryce. Scouting report on the right-hander Estes. He throws a four-seam fastball, the sweeper, a slider. Every now and then a sinker, and very infrequently he'll throw a changeup. Another 2-2. And there's the sweeper, that's low and out. Now Estes mixes in his fastball primarily. He throws it about 45% of the time. And then a little shy of 28% of the time for the sweeper. So those are his two primary pitches. 2-2, Matthews thought about it and takes down low. That was actually a 3-2, and that is ball four. So Sugarland has their first base runner in their last 24 men sent to the plate. We'll see if Colin Price can help drive in a run here for the Space Cowboys and give them an early lead. Now Sugarland is trailing in this series 3-1. Tough because at the very least you feel like they should probably have a 2-2 split in this series after they lost late on Tuesday. Pitch on the way, and Price watches the fastball zip in for strike number one. The Space Cowboys had a one-run lead going to the eighth inning on Tuesday afternoon. Daryl Hernandez hit a game-tying homer, and then the catcher Daniel Susak hit a walk-off in the ninth. 0-1. Price fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2 now to the Space Cowboys' first baseman. Now Sugarland took a 3-1 lead in the second inning last night. The Aviators got three in the bottom of the second, one in the fourth, and that was enough to win the game. So Sugarland's got to win tonight and tomorrow for a series split. The hold by Estes, and the right-hander will fire over to first. Matthews with a dive back in. Bryce is 9 for 10 in stolen bases attempts. He leads the PCL in stolen bases entering tonight. Has just one steal in this series. Takes an extra step off of first. And another pickoff that way. Matthews is back in standing up. So now after two attempts on the pickoff, as the ball gets away from Kurtz for a moment, but it just goes trickling in front of the mound. We'll see if Bryce maybe takes an extra half step here and looks to steal second. Infield is swung around for Price to pull. Second baseman Bowman is behind the second base pack. 0-2. And Price pops it up foul back of home. Colin hitting .264 now with a .344 on base percentage in 15 games. You have to give both of these pitching staffs credits. They have shut down the most dangerous hitter in each lineup entering this series. Pitch on the way, and Price ticks down low. It gets by the catcher, Susak, and that is going to allow for Matthews to get to second base. Ball got jammed up underneath the backstop, and so as a result, Matthews is stopped at second. And a wild pitch will put Bryce in scoring position. Price so far in this series is 0-for-11. He does have an RBI. That was after he went 8-for-18 with 8 RBIs last week against Albuquerque. 1-2. High with the fastball. And so the count goes to 3-2 now to Price. Now check that 2-2. Matthews off of second. 2 gone here in the first. And Estes delivers, and that is taken high and outside. Now the count has run full to Colin Price. Now, by the way, they have actually ruled that as a passed ball on Susek and not a wild pitch. Regardless, Space Cowboys got an extra 90 feet. Now the payoff. Foul back again. So Price putting together a nice at bat here. Space Cowboys running up Estes's pitch count as he's now up to 22 tosses here in this first inning. Right-hander from the first base side of the rubber holds in the payoff. And that is low and outside with a sweeper. It's ball four. Back-to-back walks has put two men on with two outs. It brings up Tommy Sacco Jr. Well, for Estes last season, he spent most of the year with the Athletics. I mean, 25 appearances, 24 starts for then Oakland, and now obviously just the Athletics as they play in Sacramento before they are scheduled to move here down on the strip about 20 miles away to a new ballpark here in Las Vegas. Last year, 7-9 with a 5.01 ERA with the A's. Estes delivers, and that misses off the plate with a slider. It's 1-0 now to Sacco. Estes threw 127 and two-thirds innings last year in the big leagues. Gave up 71 earned runs, walked 27, struck out 92. 1-0. Fouled straight back to the screen. And it goes even at 1-1. Sacco in last night's game, 1-for-3, had an RBI single in the second. But right now he's batting with Bryce Matthews at second. Colin Price at first, two gone in a scoreless top of the first inning. 1-1. Late swing and a miss over an inner edge fastball. And so it goes to 1-2 now to Sacco. Zach Short, third baseman, would be next for sure to go. Outfield mostly straight away. Avens may be shaded slightly towards left, but only a few paces. Infield swung around for Sacco to pull. 1-2, strike three called. Inner edge fastball. Estes gets his second K. Sugarland gets a couple of base runners, but they strand them both in the first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It's Sugarland nothing. Las Vegas coming to bat next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Space Cowboys get a couple of two-out base runners, but nothing comes of it. And then we'll turn to the right-hander, Miguel Ulloa, here tonight. Ulloa making his third appearance of the season in his previous two 4 1/3 innings. Just one run on two hits, one walk, and five strikeouts for the 22-year-old right-hander out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. He gets Drew Avens to lead it off as Ulloa delivers. And a first pitch fastball dotted outer corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Ulloa last threw in a start back on Sunday against Albuquerque, 0-1. And Avens fouls it back, another heater at 94, it's 0-2. Two and a third innings, just one hit, no runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. That one hit was the only hit that was allowed by Sugar Land in a 7-0 one-hitter against the Isotopes. 0-2. Off the plate a little bit with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes down to Evans. Loyola stretching back out. He threw 41 pitches back on Sunday. 1-2. In the air, a little fly ball out into shallow left. Coming on, though, is Sacco. He gets to the spot and casually makes a one-handed squeeze.
For out number one.
Rest of the defense for Sugarland tonight. It's Quincy Hamilton in center. Shea Whitcomb in right. Zach Short is at third. Bryce Matthews, the shortstop. Luis Guillorme at second. Colin Price at first. And Cesar Salazar is behind the plate. So with one gone, it's Daryl Hernandez. Loyola rocks home the first, and Hernandez takes fastball called strike. It is 0-1. Well, Hernandez is having a great start to the season. Had a great series here against Sugarland as well. Next offer, he cuts and misses at a fastball there, and it's 0-2. Hernandez is batting a little over .500 in this series. He's 7-for-13 with a couple of doubles, a homer, and three RBIs. That was after he went just 6-for-25 in the series in El Paso. 0-2. Down low and in. Missed with a fastball, and it's 1-2 now. The Hernandez has not seen Loyola in his career, even though two of them would have overlapped a little bit in AA. 1-2. Fouled off right side. But, of course, last year Hernandez started off the year with the Athletics, suffered an injury, and then spent a little bit of time here in Las Vegas. Loyola currently rated as the Astros' number one pitching prospect. 1-2, that's driven in the air, struck pretty well. Out towards left, Sacco is back, and that is off the top of the wall. Sacco plays it on a hop. The throw to second, though, is offline. Daryl Hernandez continues his hot hitting as he doubles with one out here in the first inning. A hanging changeup. And Hernandez just missed hitting a homer. Second ball like that Hernandez has hit in as many days. He had one in the sixth inning last night that nearly left the yard. So now a man on second with one out, and here is Nick Kurtz. Pitch on the way, and Kurtz a high bouncer out to second. Right at Guillorme on two hops, though, as he backs up into right and fires to first to retire Kurtz. Hernandez heads down to third. Two gone in the right fielder, Colby Thomas, up the bat. And Miguel Loyola is going to indicate to our home plate umpire, David Arrieta, that with a man at third and two outs, he's going to go back to pitching out of the full windup. Roxon deals to Thomas. And that's taken low for a ball. It's 1-0. Well, Thomas has faced off against Loyola 10 times in his career. He's just 1-for-10 against him. The kick and the 1-0. Checks his swing on a sweeper off the plate. And it goes to two balls and no strikes. Scouting report on the right-hander Loyola. Fastball, slider, curveball, sweeper, and a change. Gets a swing and a miss on a fastball here, and it's 1-1. The fastball is the primary pitch for Loyola, and it's got great hop on it. It's one of the hoppier fastballs in baseball. 2-1. Swing and a miss. He blew by him there, and it's even at 2-2 now. Thomas hitting just under .300 early on in the season. He's batting .294 with a .385 on base percentage. Man on third is Hernandez, the 2-2. And that's flicked down the right field line, foul. So that'll say a 2-2 now to Thomas. Already the Las Vegas Valley lighting up the strip that we can see from up here on the third level. Already illuminating on this Saturday night. 2-2 down in the dirt. Nice backhanded stop by Salazar to keep it in front of him. So with that, the count is now full to Thomas with Logan Davidson waiting on deck. No score, Space Cowboys and Aviators here in the bottom of the first. Miguel Uyolo's 3-2. And Thomas punches it back out towards the mound. Uyola collects, throws low to first, but Price is there to get it. And that's how the bottom of the first comes to an end. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left. We played one on this Saturday night in Vegas. Scoreless, Sugarland and Las Vegas on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
No score as we start the second inning between the Sugarland Space Cowboys and the Las Vegas Aviators. It'll be Zach Short to lead it off for Sugarland against the right-hander Joey Estes. Estes had to throw 27 pitches in the first inning. 16 of them were strikes. Space Cowboys walked a couple of times, but also punched out twice. So here is Short, and the pitch to him, and Short whacks this one down the left field line and into the left field corner. Short turns around first, and he can glide into second with a stand-up double. Fifth double of the season for Short. The Space Cowboys have their first hit since the second inning last night. It's a leadoff double for Cesar Salazar to come about. Well, Short stepped up. He was thinking first pitch fastball, and he absolutely ambushed it. He's in scoring position now for Salazar. Corner infielders pinch in slightly. Middle infielders play back. As the first offer to Salazar is high, it's one ball and no strikes. Now, Cesar back down into the seventh spot after his brief foray to the leadoff spot. He had such great success in Sugarland's Thursday night win, reaching three times, including a homer. Short, a leadoff a second, and the pitch is off the plate. Last night, though, Salazar 0 for 4. A couple of groundouts, a flyout, and a strikeout. Space Cowboys were limited to just three hits last night. They all came in the second. 2-0. On the top of the zone, outer edge with a sinking fastball at 89. Now, Salazar a double, two homers. He's hit both of them here in Vegas. And four driven in. Estes having to operate out of the stretch, the 2-1. Missed high and outside, and so it's three balls and a strike now to Salazar. The set of the 3-1. And Salazar rolls this. That's a fair ball knocked down behind first by Kurtz. He picked it cleanly, comes up and goes to the base, and that'll retire Salazar. Really nice bit of glove work there by Kurtz on a low hopper that went right inside of the line. He got his body in front of it as well. Short moves down to third. With one out, it's Jesus Bastidas. And now Joey Estes doing the same thing that Miguel Uyola did back in the bottom of the first inning, indicating with a man at third and one out, he's going to pitch out of the full windup. Offer to Bastidas. That's bounced foul over Mickey Story's head, coaching over at third. First strike number one. Vladimir Sutil over at first for Sugarland. Both coaches in full-length Navy sleeves tonight as it's still kind of chilly this evening. The 0-1. And Macedas pops it foul right side. And so Jesus is in an 0-2 count. Macedas off to a slower start this year than he got off to last year. Hitting 137 through his first 15 games. RBI chance here with the infield drawn in at one out. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball. Macedas strikes out on three offerings. And so now it'll fall to Quincy Hamilton to try and drive in the first run of the game. Scoreless between the Space Cowboys and the Aviators here in the top of the second. Already the third strikeout of the night for Estes. Short is over at third after his leadoff double. And then the ground out by Salazar. First offer on the way. And Hamilton rips this out of the range of Kurtz down to the right field corner and fair. In to score is Short. Hamilton hustling for second. The throw in from right is offline and gets away. And now third is going to be open as Hamilton slides in safely. So a throwing error from Thomas and Wright lets Hamilton get around to third. And the Space Cowboys take a 1-0 lead. Sharp line drive for Hamilton. He slid into second and popped up to celebrate with the dugout, saw that the ball got away, and then advanced to third. So golden opportunity to try and add on more as the lineup turns back over to Luis Guillorme. First double of the season for Hamilton and his fifth RBI. Now it's Guillorme, and he takes one down around his feet for ball number one. So an E9. Allows Hamilton to advance to third. He's got a big lead off of third with Davidson still playing back, even with a left-handed batter. Top of the zone strike called. And Guillorme is going to challenge. He thought that pitch was a little too high. So we will see here as the challenge comes in. ABS, and that pitch was narrowly at the top of the zone. The very bottom of the ball caught the very top of the zone. So each team has utilized one challenge and lost one challenge in the early going. So it's 1-1 now to Guillorme. Right-hander Estes rocks home with a 1-1. And this is grounded right side. Wheeling around on it is the second baseman Bowman. Short toss to first. Half inning over. However, Sugarland hits a couple of doubles. There was an error and they leave one. We head to the bottom of the second. Sugarland 1, Las Vegas nothing. Now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
RBI double by Quincy Hamilton has given the Space Cowboys an early lead. They're ahead 1-0 as we move to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Logan Davidson, CJ Alexander, and William MacGyver are the three scheduled to bat against the Space Cowboys righty, who threw 17 pitches in the first and worked around a one-out double from Darryl Hernandez. For first offer. No surprise fastball right in there for a strike to Davidson. Switch hitter batting left against the righty Uyola. Davidson is off to an incredibly hot start. 0-1 takes a curveball a little inside. Now Davidson is hitting .382 in 16 games with a .528 on base percentage. The 1-1. Low with a slider. And it's 2-1 now to Davidson. Couple of doubles, two homers. He's hit both of them here in this series. Six RBIs for the switch hitter. 2-1 delivery. High with the fastball, and it's 3-1 now. Now, Davidson has walked 15 times this year. That's good for the second most in the PCL, trailing, obviously, Space Cowboys third baseman Zach Short. 3-1. Inner edge strike call. Davidson had started to walk down the line. He challenges. And we'll get a look here and see if this is ball four or strike two. Davidson feels pretty confident. We get another look on the ABS, and he should. That was well below the zone. The pitch missed the bottom of the zone by over 2 inches. That's the maximum distance that they normally give, and there was no distance given. So the first walk issued by Uyola, and it brings up C.J. Alexander. And they're going to see that Uyola need to make eye contact with Alexander before he stands in. First pitch. Driven in the air to right, but playable. Coming in a few steps, Whitcomb. He's got it measured the whole way and collects it for out number one. Own a piece of history and purchase your very own 2024 AAA National Championship ring. A limited number of fan rings are available with three different options that all include customizable sizing and having your name on the side of the ring. For details at slspacecowboys.com. One gone as William MacGyver stands in. And a first pitch slider. Nice job by Salazar that time to frame it and get strike one. Salazar had set an outside target, and he caught it up and in, but held it right there. It was a strike. And Uyola is going to step off the rubber. Right-handed hurler working in half-length navy sleeves out from underneath the gray top tonight. I mean, to work out of the stretch like he did with one out and inning ago in the first. 0-1. MacGyver fouls it off his foot. Still trickles foul anyway, and it's 0-2 now. We'll see what kind of length Uyola has tonight. Remember, he was a non-roster invitee to spring training. But then in the Astros spring breakout game, which featured prospects from the Astros and Nationals system, he left in the second inning of that game with right shoulder discomfort that slowed down his buildup. The 0-2. Fastball got him. Swing and a miss by MacGyver. And that's the first strikeout of the night by Uyola. Strikeout is presented by Now and Forever, fueled by victory and Now and Forever gas, where every fill-up feels like a grand slam. So for Uyola so far this year, again, he didn't come off of the, or he didn't start for the first time until last Tuesday. So not this Tuesday we passed here in Vegas, but the previous one against Albuquerque. First pitch fastball, a little off the plate for ball one. To the right-handed batting, Daniel Susak. Now Susak has also seen Uyola 10 times in his career. 1-0. Little high with the sweeper. Now, Susak is 2-for-10 against him. 1-0 Space Cowboys with a man at first and two gone here in the bottom of the second. As the right-hander Miguel Uyola holds at the chest and the 2-0. Fastball strike. Outer half dotted, and it's 2-1 now to Susak. Haven't seen Susak in a game since Wednesday night. He played back-to-back on Tuesday and Wednesday, but didn't see action after that. 2-1, fouled back to the screen. The count runs even at 2-2 now to the catcher for Vegas. This season, Susak hitting .239, .271 on base percentage in 11 games. Three doubles, a couple of homers, and six driven in for the right-handed batting catcher. Short lead off at first for Davidson, being held on by the first baseman Price. Now the 2-2 is hit high in the air. Hamilton heading back towards the pool, but it is gone. And Daniel Susak to almost the same spot that he went on Tuesday night. It's a go-ahead two-run homer to give Vegas a 2-1 lead in the second. So a walk and a homer, the Aviators have the lead. Just a fastball, outer half of the plate, as the first offer skims in for ball one to Bowman. And Susak doing damage with it. Third home run of the year for the catcher. Uyola's 1-0. Bowman takes a strike. It's even at 1-1. So Bowman appearing in just his fourth game since being activated off the IL. 1-1. Waves through a slider, and it's 1-2. But Bowman had a big debut off of the IL back on Wednesday night, in which he tripled twice, drove in three, walked, and scored a run. Since then, he's been held hitless. He went 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored on Thursday. As the 1-2, check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did. Uyola collects his second strikeout, but the Aviators take the lead on a two-run homer by Daniel Susak. It was the only hit in the inning, and we move to the third. Space Cowboys trailing at 2-1 on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a five-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Two-run homer by Daniel Susak in the bottom of the second has put Las Vegas in front for the first time tonight. Shane Whitcomb leads it off for Sugarland against the right-hander Joey Estes. Back out for a third frame. And he brings home a sweeper, knee-high for a strike to Shea. It's 0-1. One run, two hits, no errors for Sugarland. Two runs on a couple of hits and one error for the Aviators. 0-1 is down low. Well, Shea extended his on-base streak last night to 12 games with a walk in the third. 1-1. Hits this one high in the air. Deep to left field. You can forget about it. Solo home run, Shea Whitcomb. His third of this series and his fifth of the season. And just like that, we are tied here in the top of the third inning. Well, Estes would like to have that pitch back. He had thrown a really good sweeper for strike one to Whitcomb, and this time he threw a middle-middle. Whitcomb did not miss. So, on base streak to 13 games with a bomb by Whitcomb. He now has extra base hits in seven of his last nine games. as Bryce Matthews takes a sweeper that cuts the outer corner for a strike. Well, this is about how this entire series has gone. Pretty much every game in this series has been close. 0-1, Matthews fouls it off his foot, drops the bat, and comes away with a hobble. Puts his hands on his knees as he's about 10 feet up the first base line. And obviously in some discomfort, he fouled that right off the top of his left foot. He has an ankle guard, and even that stretches over the top of his foot a little bit. But based on the replay, it looks like that fouled it off closer to his toes, where all that's there for you is just the shoe. So it is strike two now to Matthews, and Takeando, the athletic trainer for Sugarland, is going to come out and have a conversation with Matthews. Nicky Story is also going to come down and check in on his shortstop. Astros number two or number three prospect, depending on which service you go by. Obviously, want to make sure that he is okay, and it looks like he'll continue this at bat. And Daniel Susak generously had rested Matthews' bat sitting face up, and home plate umpire David Arrieta, just to give Matthews an extra moment, swipes a little bit of non-existent dirt off of the front of home plate. Now Matthews walked his last time up, and he got to second on a pass ball. Infield plays back the 0-2, and that is high with a fastball, so it's one ball and two strikes down to Matthews. Solo homer by Shea Whitcomb ties the game up here in the top of the third. We're level at two here in this fifth game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball. Came at him 92 miles an hour. And that's the fourth strikeout of the night for Estes. The one gone for Colin Price. Take in Space Cowboys games your way with a customizable mini plan. Plans start with as few as three games, starting at $45, with the option to add additional games. To sign up for a mini plan today, head to slspacecowboys.com/tickets. Price lays into the first one he sees. That sends back the left fielder and a leaping attempt by Alexander, and he misses it. Price can head into second. It's his first hit of this series, and he's got a double. Third of the season for Price. The Space Cowboys have the potential go-ahead run at second base. Tough play for Alexander out there in left as the ball picked up on him, and Alexander, by trade, is a corner infielder. He's generally played at first or third in his career. But he's unable to make the catch there, and so now the Space Cowboys, good news for them as well. That's their fourth extra base hit of the night. And Tommy Sacco Jr. sends this one to the right field corner, and it's fair. Sacco heading for second. Price coming home. Everybody will score and come in standing up as Sacco gets his second double of the year, and the Space Cowboys are back in front 3-2 here in the third. That was fair by just a couple of feet, but a frozen rope for Sacco. Back-to-back doubles, and the Space Cowboys are back in front. Also the fourth RBI of the year for Sacco. So he's still in scoring position, and now it's Zach Short, who doubled his last time up. With that, it'll be Paul Abbott, who didn't have to make a trip out of the dugout except for, I think, one time in last night's game. The Space Cowboys have started teeing off now. Joey Estes. Meeting on the mound is over. This inning has gone leadoff homer for Whitcomb. Strikeout of Matthews, and then doubles by Price and Sacco to give the Space Cowboys the lead. So here is Short, pitch on the way, and that is fouled right around his feet for Short for strike number one. It's also worth mentioning that the Aviators are really banking on Estes covering some innings tonight, because the Aviators threw a bullpen game in last night's contest. The 0-1. Fastball, outer half strike. It's 0-2. You would imagine Tanner Dodson and Jake Walkinshaw, who each threw over 35 pitches last night, are both unavailable tonight. 0-2, and Short hits a towering fly ball out towards left. Alexander backing up on the warning track, one step shy of the wall. He's got it. Tagging, though, sliding in feet first to third is Sacco. Short just barely got underneath a sweeper and narrowly missed hitting a two-run homer. A very loud out. It does get Sacco to third. Two outs, it's Cesar Salazar. 3-2, Space Cowboys leading it here in the third. The pitch on the way. And Salazar hacks through a first pitch fastball for strike one. Cesar 0 for 1 tonight. He grounded out to first back in the second inning. Ended up moving Zach Short around to third. He would score on a double by Quincy Hamilton. This is bounced wrong side of the line foul, and it's 0-2 now to Cesar. So after the Aviators got a two-run homer in the bottom of the second to take a 2-1 lead, Space Cowboys two of their own to reclaim it here in the third. The 0-2. Hard foul ball first base side. Salazar was a touch early on a fastball. Estes, the 0-2. And Salazar punches this on the ground. Estes picks it cleanly, and he's going to take it to the bag himself for out number three. But a productive top of the third inning for the Space Cowboys as they get two runs on three hits and strand one. We head to the bottom of the third. It's now Sugarland 3 and Las Vegas 2. Well, Space Cowboys baseball will continue in a moment.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Space Cowboys back in front, 3-2 leaders as we start the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order to appear for Las Vegas, Drew Avens, Daryl Hernandez, and Nick Kurtz. Right-hander Miguel Ulloa out for his third inning of work. He's had 35 pitches. So we'll see how much further he is stretched out tonight. Out of the wind, he brings it home. Avens shows bunt, pulls back and takes a fastball a little up and away for ball number one. Avens 0 for 1. He popped out to left his first time up. 1-0. Up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Now, no one is throwing yet for the Space Cowboys in their pen. As the 2-0. High, and Ulloa kind of hit the deck on that. He lost his footing on the throw. So three balls and no strikes now to Avens, a guy you do not want to put on to lead it off. 3-0. That's a strike. Fastball at the knees. And so it's 3-1. And Ulloa kicks a little bit of dirt away from his landing spot. A couple of Space Cowboys hurlers have come away looking at the mound here in Vegas. a few times. 3-1. Outside, missed with a fastball. Uyola mutters something into his glove, goes and cleans the spikes out. Heads to the back of the hill with a few hops. Squeezes the rosin back and then slams it down on the back slope of the mound before he retoes the first base side of the rubber. Second walk issued by Uyola, and it brings up Hernandez, who doubled off of Miguel his first time up. First pitch slider, pretty good looking offering, but it must have missed a little high. One ball and no strikes. For Hernandez, that was his 10th double of the year. Uyola's 1-0. Fastball sliced down the first base side, foul. Well, for Hernandez last season, he began the year with Oakland, but then he was optioned to Las Vegas on April 18th. He only spent about a week with the Aviators, but then he was recalled by the A's on the 25th. Uyola's 1-1. Foul back to the first base side netting near Nick Kurtz, who's on the on-deck circle. And so it's 1-2 now. Hernandez had his season dampened by a left ankle injury that he sustained on May 8th. 1-2. Down in the dirt. Nice stop in the other batter's box by Salazar. Ended up getting transferred over to the 60-day IL on May 15th of last year. He didn't get activated from the IL until August 2nd. He did spend about 2 weeks with the Aviators right after Las Vegas had played in Sugarland. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball. Third strikeout of the night for Uyola. And out number one here in this third inning. Mark your calendars for May 2nd when the Space Cowboys take on Round Rock, as the first 2,000 fans will receive a Spencer Arrighetti spaghetti bobblehead presented by Republic Services. It's also another Fireworks Friday. Grab your tickets at slspacecowboys.com. First offer to Kurtz. He thought about swinging. They'll appeal out to third, where Denver Dangerfield is positioned. He says no swing, and so it's ball number one to Kurtz. Kurtz a ground out to second back in the first inning. At the time that moved Darryl Hernandez to third, he was left stranded there. As Uyola throws a little high, a fastball over to first, and Price is alert to get it. Evans is 4-for-7 in stolen base attempts. He's been picked off twice in this series. 1-0. Starts, stops, and then goes back to first on a ball that brought Salazar sliding over to his left. And it's 2-0 now. The pitch high, and it's 3-0. So Kurtz in this series is now just 3-for-17 with one extra base hit. Remember, coming into this series, he led minor league baseball in homers and was tied for the lead in baseball in extra base hits. 3-0 right in there for a strike, 3-1. The Space Cowboys have done a very good job of pitching to the left-handed hitting first baseman. Uyola holds, and he will step off and feign a throw. That is his second disengagement. So we'll see if Evans maybe takes an extra half step. Kurtz will take his one allotted timeout. White pants rolled up knee high, showing the black socks for the left-handed batter. White batting gloves on. Solid tone, wood tone bat form. 3-1. Kurtz flinches and did not offer. That is ball four. Third walk of the night for Uyola. Second free pass that he has issued here in this inning. And with that, Sean Buchanan is going to come out. Uyola at 50 pitches. And Sugarland does have some right-handed action out in their bullpen. Today's health tip is brought to you by Houston Methodist Primary Care Group. Managing your overall wellness is key to maintaining a healthy immune system. One way to keep yourself healthy is exercising regularly. Exercise can relieve stress and anxiety and helps control cholesterol and body weight. 30 minutes of daily walking, cycling, or gardening can improve your overall health. Talk to your primary care doctor about an exercise plan that works for you. To find a Houston Methodist primary care doctor near you, visit HoustonMethodist.org/PCG. Houston Methodist is the official health care provider for the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Houston Methodist, leading medicine. Well, we expected that for Uyola, without anything official, that likely the goal for him would be about 3 innings or 50 pitches. He's right at that number right now, so this might be the last batter he's going to face. It's Colby Thomas, who's a right-handed hitter. Uyola strides home, and a first pitch is a curveball dropped in at the knees for strike one. Thomas 0 for 1 today. He hit a slow roller back to the mound that Uyola fielded and was able to throw to first without issue. And a feint of a back pick for Uyola. He lifted the leg and goes down the backslope of the mound to look back Drew Avins to second. A 1. Hit in the air to left, angling over, and Sacco won't get to it. That's going to allow for Avins to score. Kurtz heading for third. He is safe there. And in the second with a double that ties it at 3 is Colby Thomas. Slider towards the outer half of the plate, and he just went down and yanked it out into left field.
Now batting the third baseman, number 6, Logan Davidson.
So still just one out, and now the potential go-ahead run is at third base, and an insurance run potentially at second. That brings up Logan Davidson, and it appears Uyola is going to get a chance to face him. He'll work out of the full windup with a man at third base. Here's the pitch. And Salazar back pick, it bounces away from short, but it stays on the infield. As the throw came to third, they were trying to get Kurtz leaning off of the bag. Pitch was inside for ball one. Fortunate there, that might have almost hit the base and bounced back in towards the mound. Otherwise, Kurtz certainly scores 1-0. Wave and a miss by Davidson on a curveball. It's one ball and one strike. Level at 3, Space Cowboys and Aviators here in the bottom of the third inning. Right-hander Miguel Uyola, his 1-1. Grounded foul, first base side. So it's 1-2 now. Jaden Murray, long reliever, is getting warm for Sugarland. As Uyola is now up to 55 pitches tonight. 32 of them have been for strikes. Ahead in the count to Davidson, 1-2. Uyola deals home. And a backdoor curveball misses. Pretty good crowd on a Saturday night here in Las Vegas. Early moment. Big spot here for Uyola. The 2-2. Off the plate with a curve, and it's gone full. First base is open. C.J. Alexander waiting on deck. But you know, Uyola doesn't want to issue his third walk of the inning. Likely his last batter. The 3-2. Davidson fouls it back. So stay at 3-2. Third baseman walked and scored a run his last time up in the second. He scored on the two-run homer by Daniel Sousa. Space Cowboys got two in the top of this third thanks to a home run by Whitcomb and back-to-back doubles by Price and Sacco. Another 3-2. Low and in with a fastball. Ball 4, third walk of the inning for Uyola. They are loaded. And Uyola obviously frustrated. Mickey Story is going to come and grab him, and that is going to be the end of the night for Miguel Uyola. So he will leave in a jam. Jaden Murray will come on and try and keep this game right where it is. Tied at 3, but the bases loaded and one out here on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation. bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has a core less.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys here in the bottom of the third inning. Tied at three between Sugarland and Las Vegas. New hurler is the righty Jaden Murray. He'll inherit the bases loaded and one out and will face off against the left-handed hitting C.J. Alexander. Murray making his sixth outing of the year. He's 1-0 this year with a 1 ERA. He's given up one run in nine innings of work, four hits, three walks, and eight strikeouts for Jaden Murray. Left-handed batting C.J. Alexander will be the first batter that he faces. Here's the first pitch. Grounded foul, first base side for strike number one. That was a changeup for Murray. Line is still open for Miguel Ulloa, but as of right now, 2 1/3 innings, three runs on three hits, four walks and three strikeouts, 59 pitches, 33 strikes. He is responsible for all three runners. So it looks like Alexander might have broken his bat there, so he had to go down to the dugout and get a new one. Alexander 0 for 1 tonight. He flied out to right back in the second inning. A similarly hit ball here would get home one run and give the Aviators the lead. Tied at 3 here in the third as the 0-1 pitch fouled back, and it's 0-2. Now Murray has inherited three runners this year. A couple of them scored. That was in his first appearance of the season back on March 29th against Oklahoma City. The hold and the 0-2. Outside, it's 1-2. Now Murray has experience facing off against Alexander. The two of them were in the same division whenever they were farmhands in the Tampa Bay Rays system and then in the Atlanta Braves system. The 1-2 fouled off left side. C.J. Alexander was with AA Mississippi in the Braves for a while. Jaden Murray was with AA Montgomery. And this was in 2021 out of the pandemic where those two teams matched up against each other 30 times that season. The hold on the 1-2. He's driven in the air to right, and that's going to touch down and head to the wall, and the carousel starts turning. In to score is Kurtz. Thomas follows him, and stopping at third is Davidson, but Alexander doubles in two, and the Aviators have a 5-3 lead here in the third. Fifth double of the year for Alexander. It was a sweeper that just caught too much of the plate. And now it's Willie MacGyver. So good news for Sugarland that doesn't clear the bases. A two-run score on the two RBI double, and the threat is not over with just one out. So three runs across for Las Vegas as it's Willie MacGyver. First pitch to him. Fastball, bottom of the zone for a strike. MacGyver 0 for 1. He struck out on a fastball his last time up in the second. Murray, the 0-1. Hit over the infield and out in the left. That's going to score one. Coming around third and scoring is Alexander. Two RBI single, Willie MacGyver. And the Aviators double up their advantage. It's 7-3 now here in the bottom of the third. Pretty good throw from left by Sacco. Initially, it looked like it wasn't going to be close, but it almost got there. But two runs score, and there's still just one out in the inning as Daniel Susak comes to bat. Murray brings it home. And a first pitch, good-looking sinker at 94, but perhaps a shade inside, it's 1-0. So this inning went walk, strikeout, walk. RBI double by Colby Thomas, walk. And a two RBI double by Alexander and an RBI two RBI single by MacGyver as Susak spoils this foul. So you can close the line on Miguel Ulloa now as all three of his inherited runners come in and score. Six runs in two and a third innings. Those four walks really end up hurting him as all four walked batters score. 1-1. Susak fooled by a sweeper. And so it is 1-2. Infield plays back and swung around for the right-hander Susak to pull. Couple of step lead off at first for MacGyver, the 1-2. And Susak skies it into center. Hamilton started back, now creeps in a step, now moves back one more. And right where he was positioned, he's there to make the catch for out number two.
In the second baseman, number niner, Cooper Bowman.
The fly out to center is the second out, and he'll bring up Cooper Bowman. 7-3, Las Vegas now leading Sugarland as the Aviators have scored five here in this bottom of the third. Offer home from Murray, missed with a sinker. It's 1-0. And Bowman is the ninth man to bat in this inning. Well, on calm nights like tonight, ball can really fly to the gaps as the 1-0. Fouled straight back, it's 1-1. So for Sugarland, there is still a chance for them, and the only bad news is that Joey Estes, after getting knocked around in the top of this third inning and giving up three extra base hits, has had a chance to really sit in the dugout and collect himself, and now he's got a lead. 1-1. Front door sweeper for a strike, and it's 1-2 now to Bowman. Bowman 0 for 1. He struck out back in the second. Taps home, pinwheels the bat. Now brings it up above his right shoulder. Maria Beltai set and is 1-2. Fastball at 93, but that's a little up and out. So it evens the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Bowman. Murray comes downhill with the 2-2 pitch to Bowman. Grounder out to short. Backing up on it, Matthews. Short way to second. Guillorme is there to receive it. And that is the way that the half inning closes out. But Las Vegas sends nine men to the plate. They score five runs on just three hits in the inning. Three walks also contributed. And there was one man left on. Three done on a Saturday night in Vegas. Space Cowboys now trailing it 7-3. The Space Cowboys baseball continues in a moment.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Back and forth affair. The Aviators have a 7-3 lead now as we start the fourth inning tonight. Jesus Bastinas will lead it off for Sugarland. Quincy Hamilton and Luis Guillorme to follow. Right-hander Joey Estes deals in a sweeper. It's a called strike to Bastinas. It's 0-1. Bastinas 0-1 tonight. He struck out his only other time up in the second. The 0-1. Pulled third base side, but he was a touch out in front of another off-speed pitch. That was a slider that time. And it's 0-2 now to Jesus. The Space Cowboys got a 1-0 lead in the second. Double by Zach Shorten, an RBI double by Hamilton. 0-2. And Bastinas is out in front. He strikes out swinging on a sweeper. Second time that Bastinas has struck out on three pitches, and that's the fifth strikeout of the night for Estes. Aviators took a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the second on a two-run homer by Daniel Susak. However, Shea Whitcomb an inning ago tied it up with a solo homer in the third. First off, her fastball misses low and out. Sugarland then took the lead on back-to-back doubles by Colin Price and Tommy Sacco Jr. The 1-0 offer. That finds the plate for a strike. However, two walks and a double scored one to tie it. A walk and then a two RBI double and a two RBI single gave Vegas their five-run inning. Roller first base side picked up in foul ground. That hugged the line for a moment, but by the time that the catcher Susak got a hand on it, it had rolled to the wrong side of the chalk, so for Hamilton, instead, it is just strike number two. Good job by Quincy to also not accidentally kick that ball while it was in fair territory or touch it in any way. Otherwise, he would have been out. After sprinting down the first base line, he'll take just an extra moment to come back to the batter's box. Seven runs on five hits and an error for Las Vegas. Three runs on five hits, no errors for the Space Cowboys. Series concludes tomorrow with a day game here in Vegas. Estes winds the 1-2, and Hamilton strikes out swinging on a fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Estes. He's now got six on the evening. That turns it back over to Luis Guillorme. 2:05 p.m. Central Time start tomorrow. Left-hander Colton Gordon is scheduled to start for Sugarland. As the first pitch to Guillorme, taken low for ball one. Meanwhile, for the Aviators, they originally were looking to start the right-hander Jack Cushing, but instead it will be Jason Alexander who is recently optioned. 1-0, Guillorme a fly ball into center, kind of into no man's land. Hernandez, though, is back and off his left shoulder. He makes a catch. Round number three, so Joey Estes, after he gets five runs of support, turns in a shutdown, 1-2-3, top of the fourth inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's Las Vegas 7 and Sugarland 3. Now this from your local stations.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body,
At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Last of the fourth inning in the Saturday night game between Sugarland and Las Vegas here in Las Vegas. Currently 7-3, the Aviators leading it, and it's the top of the order in Drew Avens. First offer fouled off the end of the bat, back to the backstop for strike one. And Jaden Murray out for his second inning of work. He threw 16 pitches after coming in relief of Miguel Ulloa. The 0-1 offer. That's right at the belt for a strike with a changeup. Unfortunately for Murray, gave up the double and the two RBI knock that scored all three inherited runners and also drove in a runner to his credit. 0-2. Just a little outside with the fastball. So for Murray, his scoreless inning streak ends at 8 2/3 innings. It had been the longest of the year for a Space Cowboys reliever. 1-2. Outside with a sweeper. So it's even at 2-2 now. Avens walked and scored a run an inning ago. Fly to left back in the first. The 2-2 offer is flared out into shallow right center, and that'll touch down on a few hops for a base knock for Avens. He might have broken his bat because it was a changeup well down low, but he just did enough to muscle it into center. Well, there is so much green grass here in Las Vegas. It's 415 to straightaway center, 380 to the power alleys, and it's 340 down the lines. And especially with how the ball jumps because we're at elevation here, generally outfielders are playing a lot deeper than you would see them at other parks. Here's Hernandez, shows bunt, pulls back and takes high. Ball number one. We take a look at our first check of the out-of-town scoreboard tonight, presented by Continental Bus Lines. And we look back in Houston, where the Astros secure a series win over the Padres with a victory tonight. Throw over to first, and back in standing up is Avens. Hayden Wisneski got the start tonight for the Astros. He gave up 2 runs in 5 innings. 6 hits allowed, he walked 1 and struck out 4. The hold and the 1-0. Misses the outer corner with a sweeper. Avens had also started and then stopped going to second base. He did the same kind of thing his last time that he was on. Now, after a walk to Nick Kurtz, it really didn't matter that much. They weren't attempting a double steal at that point. Murray's 2-0. There goes Avens, and it is bunted foul. I think Avens might have had second stolen. He's going to have to head all the way back to first after a foul bunt by Hernandez. Wisneski left trailing 2-0. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit his 7th home run of the year in the top of the 3rd, and then Manny Machado doubled in Tatis to make it a 2-0 game in the 5th. The hold of the 2-1. Driven in the air, stroke pretty well to right center. Heading back on it is Hamilton, and at the 380 sign, he's there to make the catch for the out. Very nice job by Hamilton to navigate the triangle alley out there. And also Shea Whitcomb, who had a beat on it, but he peeled off and let Hamilton, who had a direct line on the flight of the ball the entire way, make that play. But one gone and Nick Kurtz the batter. Astros, though, come back tonight and storm back. They get two in the sixth, thanks to a two-run homer by Christian Walker, his second of the year. Pitches high for a ball, it's 1-0. So Walker driving in Isak Paredes. And then Paredes with an RBI single in the bottom of the seventh inning to score Victor Caratini and put the Astros ahead 3-2. 1-0 to Kurtz. Ground ball over to first. Price gets it foul. Nice leaping stop by Price, but it was on the wrong side of the chalk. So it's just 1-1 now to Kurtz. Taylor Scott, good for him. Two shutout innings. Didn't allow a hit or a run. Struck out two. Brian Abreu then walked one in a scoreless eighth, and Josh Hader against his former team got his sixth save. 1-1 is low and in. So the Astros able to come back and beat the Padres 3-2 tonight. Now Michael King in the start went 5 2/3 innings and gave up a couple of runs. But a big win for the Astros, who in back-to-back games for the first time this season, as the pitch misses in. That gets them back to an even 500. And really, today is the culmination of all of the offseason moves that the Astros made. The 3-1. Rolled foul, first base side. It's full now to Kurtz. You think about it. Hayden Wisniewski, who was acquired in the Kyle Tucker deal, gets the start. Then you also had Isak Paredes and Cam Smith in the lineup tonight. So all three pieces that you got back in the lineup. Paredes goes 2-for-3 with an RBI, a run scored, and a walk. Pickoff throw to first. Evans with a head first dive back in. Cam Smith today, 1-for-3. He was part of that rally that put the Astros ahead in the seventh. And then you also get Christian Walker, who was your big offseason free agent signing. 3-2, runner goes, and that is hit high in the air, down the left field line, slicing towards the foul pole, but it is foul, just on the wrong side for Kurtz. So it'll stay at 3-2. And Christian Walker, it's his second home run of the year, was a game-tying shot. So everything comes together this evening at Daikin Park as the Astros get the win. Series finale is tomorrow evening. 6:10 start time for that game back in the Central Time Zone. Framber Valdez will be on the mound against Dylan Cease. 3-2 for Murray. Evans goes, and the pitch is high for ball four. So the second walk for Kurtz. Fifth overall walk for Space Cowboys pitching. And brings up Colby Thomas, who his last time up doubled in a run. The only bad news for the Astros today is that they didn't get any help in their division. Rangers get a two-run walk-off homer from Adolis Garcia in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat the Dodgers 4-3 today in Arlington. First offer, Thomas, a bouncer. Back to Murray. He'll go to second for one. Guillorme, quick exchange and fire to first, and that's a double play. 1-4-3. Twin killing ends the bottom of the fourth. Nice job by Murray to field his position and start that double play. We head on to the fifth. Space Cowboys still trailing at 7-3 on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks?
They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Start of the fifth inning. Space Cowboys trailing at 7-3 against the Las Vegas Aviators. And I think that whatever that odd beeping sound was that you might have heard in our crowd mic, I think that that was delaying the start of this half inning. Well, Shane Whitcomb stands in from the right side. It's Joey Estes out for the fifth. And the first pitch to him is a little in with a sinker. It's 1-0. So Estes now at 66 pitches tonight. 46 of them have been for strikes. And Whitcomb homered off of Estes the last time he faced him in the third. 1-0. Fastball off the plate. Very patient take by Whitcomb. He's ahead on the count 2-0. So Shea has homered in three of the five games now here in Las Vegas. The 2-0. He's ranked foul third base side. He was out in front of a sinker. And as we said, whenever he homered back in the third, Whitcomb now has extra base hits in seven of his last nine games. 2-1. Ground ball over to third. Picked cleanly by Davidson. Shuffles, fires right on a line to Kurtz for out number one. The Space Cowboys are saying thank you to nurses and medical personnel. Coming up Thursday, May 1st with Nurse Appreciation Night, presented by Houston Methodist. Nurses and medical personnel can receive a free lower bowl ticket and a discount on additional tickets with proof of a medical or hospital email. Go to slspacecowboys.com/promotions to learn more. First offer to Bryce Matthews, and he skies it over the stadium, foul first base side for strike number one. Seven runs on six hits and one error for Las Vegas. Three runs on five hits, no errors for Sugarland. 0-1 is fouled back again, and Matthews quickly finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Sugarland took a 1-0 lead in the second on doubles by Zach Short and Quincy Hamilton. Aviators took a 2-1 lead in the second on a two-run homer by Daniel Susak. The 0-2 bounces it. Whitcomb tied it with his homer in the third. And then Colin Price and Tommy Sacco Jr. back-to-back doubles to give the Space Cowboys a 3-2 lead. However, the Aviators got five in the bottom of the third. 1-2. Matthews, a two-hopper to Short, collected around his ankles by Hernandez. Because it got to him so quickly, lobs to first. In plenty of time, Matthews is retired, two gone.
Now batting number 32.
And unfortunately for Sugarland, this is turning into a troubling return to form from last night, as the last seven Space Cowboys batters have been sat down in order since that double by Tommy Sacco Jr. So Estes has adjusted as he tries to finish off five innings. Here's Price as the first offer to him. Fastball over for a strike. It is 0-1. Price has reached both times tonight. Hit that double in the third, and he walked his first time up back in the first inning. 0-1. Fouled straight back. Estes has done a really good job to even make it here into the fifth inning. Remember, Sugarland made him throw 27 pitches in the first frame, and he was at 40 after two innings of work. And yet here he is, 75 pitches in the fifth. 0-2 is skied foul, first base side. And so it'll stay at no balls and two strikes now to Price. 7-3, Aviators leading Sugarland here in the fifth. Joey Estes, tan glove, belt high, the 0-2. And Price got a piece of a high fastball. He sent it straight back to the netting behind home. And it'll stay at 0-2. No one is throwing for the Aviators in their pen. They do have a couple of relievers moving about. By the way, no one is throwing for Sugarland either. So it looks like Jaden Murray will come back out for the bottom of this fifth inning. Estes winds home the 0-2. And that is skied towards shallow right. Backing up on it, the second baseman, Bowman, off his left shoulder. He makes a basket catch. Joey Estes has retired the last 8 straight Space Cowboys hitters as he's made it through 5 three-run innings tonight. Halfway home on a Saturday night in Vegas. Space Cowboys trail at 7-3 on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow. I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Start at the bottom of the fifth inning. Space Cowboys still trailing Las Vegas 7-3. It'll be 5-6-7. Davidson, Alexander, and MacGyver, the 3-2 up here against the right-hander Jaden Murray. Back out for his second full inning of work. As the righty out of the full wind brings it home. And the first pitch misses high and out for ball number one. Davidson hasn't officially recorded an at-bat tonight. The 1-0 weaves and misses through his sweeper. It's 1-1. He has walked each of his first two times up. He's also scored twice. You feel like he might be trying to force the issue with the Athletics. 1-1. Strike called, and it's 1-2. A former first-round pick. This is the last year for him on his minor league deal. So for the A's, they will either have to add him to their 40-man roster or let him elect free agency and walk and see where he could sign. 1-2. Inside missed with a fastball. The count goes level at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray, the 2-2. Off the end of the bat, foul. Murray, 27-year-old right-hander, brings home the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Inside edge with a changeup. Strikes out Davidson. That's the first strikeout of the night for Murray. And just the fourth strikeout for Space Cowboys hurlers. One gone as C.J. Alexander comes in. Now, Murray was a 23rd-round pick by Tampa Bay in 2019 out of what was then Dixie State. Offer misses wide, it's 1-0. Dixie State located in Utah. They are now Utah Tech as they've changed their name. Murray the 1-0. Down and in, it's 2-0. Now Murray, his last season when he was at Utah Tech, set the single-season school record for strikeouts. He had 92 that year. He averaged just a shade shy of 10 punch-outs for 9 innings that year. The set and the 2-0. In there for a strike, it is 2-1. Now, Janin is from Vernal, Utah. The 2-1. Lined the other way, foul.
Another foul, sponsored by.
So it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
The real estate guy.
Vernal is located more towards the northeastern corner of Utah. Next pitch, low and outside. Not very far away from the Colorado border. And right on Highway 40, if you just take it east, you'll end up in Steamboat Springs after many hours of driving. The set and the 3-2 pitch. Foul back by Alexander. So we're seeing 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, it's not very far to get from there to Salt Lake City. So it'll be a nice return home for Janin whenever we head there in May. 2-2, Alexander hits a towering fly ball out to right, converging Whitcomb and Hamilton. And Whitcomb, as he moves into the corner out there near the 380 sign, makes the catch for the out. Anything but routine in that corner cutout where the bullpen and the pool meet. And really what's wild is that it looked like Hamilton was going to be in that spot, but Whitcomb called for it and he had enough space to make the catch for the out. So two gone now, and Willie MacIver will be the batter. The Space Cowboys, the next time they go on the road will be to go to Salt Lake. As MacIver takes called strike 0-1. Sugarland is spending 3 of the first 4 full weeks on the road. We're obviously here in Las Vegas this week, and then we're on to Tacoma next week. Grounder off the front slope of the mound, out to second. Behind the bag, Guillorme's got it, and he throws to first for the final out. So Jaden Murray sits the side down in order in the last of the fifth. And we move to the sixth inning. Space Cowboys still trailing at 7-3 against Las Vegas on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
To the sixth, Space Cowboys trailing Las Vegas by a score of 7-3. Joey Estes is back out for a sixth inning of work, sitting at 78 pitches. Ben Bowden is warming up for the Aviators, but remember, after Las Vegas threw a bullpen game yesterday, Estes at 78 offerings. If he can continue to throw and save the bullpen a little bit, why not? Here's Tommy Sacco Jr., and he swings and misses at the first pitch. For strike one, Estes has settled into a nice groove ever since Sacco hit hit an RBI double off of him in the third. 0-1 is over for a strike. It's 0-2. At that point, the Space Cowboys had a 3-2 lead. Aviators scored 5 in the bottom of the third. Since then, Estes has sat down 8 in a row. The 0-2, high and in, and it's 1-2 now to Sacco. The set of the 1-2 pitch. And Sacco skies this into center. Evans didn't move. Now he jogs on a few steps, gets to the spot, reaches above his head. One gone. Well, like we said a little bit earlier, this is where Sugarland doesn't want to fall into the same pattern they had last night, where they scored early in the game and then let Aviators pitchers really get into the rocking chair against them. That's 21 in a row were retired for Sugarland last night. Zach Short will try and break up that stretch. First pitch, and Short takes sinker in her edge. It's 0-1. Short is 1-for-2 today. He doubled and scored a run back in the second. 0-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called a strike with a slider, and it's 0-2. A Short narrowly missed either hitting a wall-banging double or homering his last time up in the third. Just got a little under a sweeper. The 0-2 from Estes. That is high, and it's 1-2 now to Short. Cesar Salazar, left-handed catcher, waiting on deck for the Space Cowboys. Estes out of the full wind, the 1-2. And Short rolls it on the ground. Over to third, spinning Davidson, fires accurately in time. Little shout from Joey Estes as Logan Davidson stepping in for Brett Harris over at third base. Makes a really nice pirouetting throw.
Stepping up, number 18, Cesar Salazar.
I'll bring up Cesar Salazar. And with that, Fran Reardon is going to come out. And he's not even going to let Estes make an argument. Estes at 86 pitches. That's going to be the end of his night. So he'll leave after 5 2/3 innings worth of work. We'll introduce you to the new hurler for the Aviators on the other side. Space Cowboys trailing at 7-3 here in the top of the sixth on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with green print. Financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh. Now and forever has it for less.
Pitching change for the Aviators here in the top of the sixth inning. It's the new lefty, Ben Bowden, who's on. He'll face off against the left-handed batting Cesar Salazar with two outs and the bases empty here in the top of the sixth. Sugarland trailing at 7-3 against Las Vegas. Seventh outing of the year for Bowden. He has not allowed a run in his previous six. He's 1-0 with a 0 ERA, 9 1/3 innings, 7 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts. Lefty deals. Up and in to Salazar for ball number one. Well, for Bowden, this is the second time that we are seeing him in this series. 1-0. And Salazar rolls it foul. Well, Sesser is 0-for-2 today. He has grounded out to first each of his first two times up. Last time that we saw Bowden throw was back on Wednesday evening. He threw the last two frames and got the save. Salazar fouls it back. That's 1-2. All he did was walk Bryce Matthews. Otherwise, he retired 6 out of 7 Sugarland batters faced in a 12-4 Aviators win. The last 10 straight Space Cowboys have been retired. Now the 1-2. And Salazar shoots this into center, but Avens coming on will make a shoulder-high catch. Sharp line drive by Salazar, but nothing comes of it as the Space Cowboys go in order in the top of the sixth. We head to the last of the sixth inning. It's still Las Vegas 7 and Sugarland 3. Now this from your local stations.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugarland Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugarland, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugarland, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Robertson. 7-3 in favor of Las Vegas as we start the bottom of the sixth inning. And your next opportunity to get a replica championship ring for the Space Cowboys is coming up on Saturday, May 3rd, as the Space Cowboys take on the Round Rock Express. It's also 60s night. To purchase tickets, go to slspacecowboys.com/tickets. New hurler in for Sugarland is the right-hander Nick Robertson, who will get 8-9-1, Susak, Bowman, and Avens the three due up. For Robertson, his sixth outing of the year with the Space Cowboys, 4 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits. He has walked 4 and struck out 2. Opponent's hitting at 263 against the right-hander Nick Robertson. Deals home the first. And Susak spoils it foul right side. So the final line tonight for Jaden Murray. He ends up going 2 2/3 innings, 1 run on 3 hits, 1 walk and 1 strikeout. He did let all 3 inherited runners that he had back in the third score. Susak lines this into center. Hamilton coming on. He has to play it on a hop. Susak has his second hit of the night. Sinking line drive. That drops in front of Quincy Hamilton in center. That'll bring up Cooper Bowman. Check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Continental Bus Lines. In the PCL tonight, there are just 2 other games besides ours because weather has gotten in the way of a few of them. First offer is high for a ball to Bowman. That's 0-1. Both Oklahoma City and Albuquerque forced to postpone their games tonight due to weather. Next offer, that is also high. So it's 2-0 now to Bowman, who's 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a fielder's choice. The set of the 2-0 and a whiff and a miss. It's 2-1. In Albuquerque, it's currently 38 degrees, and they just had a sleet storm that blew through. So they opted to not play today. So they will make that game up tomorrow in a doubleheader. Pitch misses outside. Where tomorrow it's scheduled to be 65 and sunny in Albuquerque. Mercurial weather in the mountains until you get into really late May, early June. The set in the 3-1. And Bowman takes that as low. And so the first 2 men have reached here against Robertson. It makes you realize how lucky Sugarland was whenever they went to Albuquerque last year for their first full road trip of the year. They had started the season in Round Rock for 3 games, came home and played the Aviators for 6. And then really it was about this week or the week prior that they had gone to Albuquerque to take on the Isotopes and only had one cold night there. Back to the top of the order, here's Avens. Swings away at the first pitch and comes up empty for strike one. Zach Short was cheating into the cut of the grass over at third. Avens is known to bunt the ball, so in the event he tried to drop down a sacrifice, he'd be there to field it. Still playing in with only one strike against the left-handed batter. And time is called. 7-3 in favor of Las Vegas here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Susak at second, Bowman at first. And Robertson, here's the 0-1. Misses. It's even at 1-1. So games that are being played tonight in the PCL, everything else has just now gone final. Sacramento beats Salt Lake City 5-0. They one-hit the Bees tonight. Avens fouls this in and out of the mitt for Salazar, and it's 1-2. But meanwhile, the Round Rock Express get an 8-4 win tonight over the Reno Aces at Greater Nevada Field. Justin Foscue hit his third home run of the season. Former Astros World Series winner Trey Mancini had an RBI single for Reno tonight. 1-2. Fouled back. Big night, though, for Foscue. He goes 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs and a run scored. The set of the 1-2. And Avens bounces this out in front of the plate. Salazar collects, throws to first in time to get the out. So it works like a sacrifice for Avens. It goes 2-3. One gone, 2 men in scoring position. And Daryl Hernandez will be the batter. Infield will draw in with 2 men in scoring position and only 1 out. Robertson spins home. And Hernandez takes a called strike. Fastball at 95, it's 0-1. Meanwhile, on the Astros-affiliated system scoreboard, Corpus Christi tonight, Lance McCullers Jr. did not make his scheduled start for the Hooks. Pitch on the way. Hernandez, a bouncer over towards second. Guillorme has it on a hop, and he can jog over to first and underhand it to Colin Price while looking the runner back to third. Hernandez unproductively bounces out. 2 gone, and Nick Kurtz the batter. Nothing related to his arm for Lance McCullers Jr. Whenever Joe Espada met with the media today, he gave an update on McCullers and why he was not going to start today. Pitch on the way, and that misses in for a ball. It is 1-0. Lance McCullers Jr. has a stomach illness, and it's so bad that he had to have an IV yesterday. 1-0. Down in the dirt, 2 balls and no strikes. By the way, the Astros did make a move that affected the Space Cowboys. Forrest Whitley was activated off of the IL today, so he completes his Major League rehab assignment. And Nick Hernandez was optioned to Sugarland. He has not reported yet. Robertson, the 2-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Kurtz was trying to hit a 3-run shot there. And instead, he comes up empty. Next pitch, bounced foul into the dugout first base side, so it'll go 2-2. Hooks then ended up having to throw kind of a bullpen game. Unfortunately, they fall to Midland 3-1 in game one of a doubleheader. Next offer, up and in. So Midland and Corpus playing an Easter special doubleheader today, as the Hooks will be off tomorrow. You see that a lot in college baseball. 3-2. Kurtz takes strike three, called inside edge. So Robertson has two-man reach, but gets the next three and doesn't allow a run to score. We head on to the seventh. Space Cowboys still trailing it by a score of 7-3 on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need, from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
On to the seventh. Space Cowboys currently trailing it by a score of 7-3. Left-hander Ben Bowden is back out for another frame, and he pumps in a first pitch strike to Jesus Bastidas. It is 0-1. Bowman came in and faced Cesar Salazar in the sixth. They got him to line out to center for the last out. This pitch misses wide, and it's even at 1-1. Space Cowboys had a 1-0 lead in the second inning, thanks to doubles by Zach Short and Quincy Hamilton. 1-1 inside 2-1. The good news for Sugarland tonight is that all five of their hits have gone for extra bases. They've hit four doubles and a homer tonight. Bad news is that they find themselves trailing 7-3. The 2-1. And Bastidas fooled by a slider darting into him from the left-hander Bowden. And it's 1-2. Aviators scored two in the bottom of the second on a two-run homer by Susak to take a 2-1 lead. However, Sugarland got two in the third. 2-2. Bastidas down swinging. High fastball got him. And Bastidas has struck out three times tonight. With one out, it's Quincy Hamilton. Las Vegas reclaiming the lead in the bottom of the third inning. They scored five runs on just three hits. Three walks contributing there, as this is up and in to Hamilton on a breaking ball that didn't bend. Space Cowboys also have not had a base runner since Tommy Sacco Jr. doubled back in the third. The last 12 straight Space Cowboys have been retired. The 1-0. Hamilton swords through a slider. It's even at one ball and one strike. Now Sugarland has punched out just three times in that span, so they've been putting the ball in play. A couple of really good defensive plays made behind both Joey Estes and now Ben Bowden. 1-1 is fouled back and over us. And so the count goes to 1-2. Now Hamilton with an RBI double. It was his first double of the year back in the second. He got around to third on a failed throw in from right field by Colby Thomas, but was left stranded. 1-2 offer. High. Missed with a fastball. Series concludes tomorrow. 2:05 p.m. Central Time, first pitch. Left-hander Colton Gordon will go for Sugar Land. Then it's an off day on Monday as Sugar Land travels to Tacoma. 2-2 is fouled back. And Sugar Land will kick off their series against the Rainiers on Tuesday with another day game. It'll be a 1:35 p.m. Central Time, first pitch. And neither team has named a starter yet for that series. Melty set by Bowden. And here's his 2-2. And Hamilton flinches and fouls it off. Checked his swing, and it just shot over near the on-deck circle towards Luis Guillorme. So it stays at 2-2 now to Hamilton. 7-3, Aviators leading Sugar Land here in the seventh. The 2-2. Driven, but foul. Hamilton was out in front of the slider. You know, when Quincy originally went to school at Wright State, he was originally there as a pitcher, but ended up not playing his first year there in 2017, and then he shifted to playing the outfield. Takes a pitch low and outside here for a ball, but a challenge comes in from Daniel Susak. He thought that was strike three. We got another look at it on the ABS system. Aviators have one challenge left, and they're going to keep it. It was in there. So Hamilton is down on strikes. So back-to-back punchouts now for Bowden. Two gone in the inning, and it turns it over to Luis Guillorme. First offer, lefty-lefty matchup, and a fastball misses wide, 1-0. Guillorme 0-for-3 tonight. He's flied out twice and grounded out. The 1-0. Bouncer up the middle, ranging over Hernandez, plays it on a hop, fires to first. In time, Guillorme is retired. Bowden sends the Space Cowboys down in order in the top of the seventh inning. So we head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch it. Space Cowboys behind 7-3 as we do on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Hello, Houston. Tomorrow's here. Time for an energy company that does more than just sell electricity, and that's Constellation. We offer electricity plans that include protection for your air conditioning. If something goes wrong, we'll fix it, and you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Visit constellation.com/getmore or call 888-921-MORE to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pyrotechnico is America's leading fireworks display company and a proud partner of the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Who's ready for another magical season of baseball and fireworks? They offer wedding fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas celebration fireworks, and more. Their crews will give you a safe and incredible fireworks show that you'll never forget. Let Pyrotechnico light up the sky at your next event. Visit pyrotechnico.com and tag them on Instagram. That's pyrotechnico.com. Go Space Cowboys!
Behind every door at Houston Methodist, you know what to expect. Expertise. Whether it's life-saving brain surgery, your 3D mammogram that catches breast cancer sooner, or orthopedic specialists helping you feel stronger than ever. With hundreds of doors across Houston, you can get expert care everywhere.
That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
A Saturday night in Las Vegas, game 5 of 6 between the Space Cowboys and the Aviators. And right now, the Aviators have a 7-3 lead as we start at the bottom of the 7th. Nick Robertson's out for a second inning. He brings him a first pitch fastball that spins around Cesar Salazar, who has to stretch over to catch it. So it misses wide to Colby Thomas for ball number 1. 7 runs on 7 hits and an error for the Aviators. Next pitch is low and in. Meanwhile, 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors for Sugarland. Space Cowboys were held to just 3 hits last night. All of them were singles. All 5 of their hits tonight have been for extra bases. They've got a homer and 3 doubles. 4 doubles. Pitch is low. And it's 3-0 now to Thomas. Now Robertson worked around a jam his last inning in the 6th. Gave up a leadoff single to Susak, and then he walked Cooper Bowman. But he got 2 groundouts, including 1 that kept the runners at 2nd and 3rd, and a strikeout. 3-0 is over for a strike, and it's 3-1 now. The hold and the 3-1. That is high for ball 4. Second walk issued by Robertson. I'll bring up Logan Davidson. Well, a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we go over to the International League because a team that the Space Cowboys played earlier in this season, the Durham Bulls, they fired a no-hitter today in their game at home against the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Pitches on the inner edge for a strike. It's 0-1. And I think that Logan Davidson is going to challenge this pitch. Remember, the Aviators only have 1 challenge remaining, so we'll go to the big board and see this one, and it was inside. So the Aviators are now out of challenges. They have lost 2 tonight, and it is indeed strike 1 to Davidson. Right-handed action for the Space Cowboys in their pen as well. 1-0, there goes the runner. The pitch is inside. Throw to second. Not going to be anywhere close to it in time. Colby Thomas is in sliding with the stolen base. Thomas now 2 for 3 in stolen base attempts this year. He got a great jump that time. Pitch was a ball, so it's even at 1-1 now to Davidson. I checked out with the flipped-around strike. It's 2-0, and I was mistaken because Las Vegas had challenged that. It was a ball, so they actually win that challenge. Now Salazar is going to challenge this pitch for a high strike, and it was a high strike. So we have had 4 overturned pitches tonight, and with that, it is now 2-1. Robertson deals, and that's low 3-1. Now back to the scoreboard today. The Durham Bulls at home blank Scranton Wilkes-Barre 4-0. Joe Boyle, who went up and pitched with the Tampa Bay Rays, got optioned back down. He goes 6 no-hit innings with 2 walks and 7 strikeouts today. 3-1 is a strike, and it's gone full. Another couple of relievers in Cole Sluicer and Jacob Wagsback will fire the final 3 hitless innings. And Durham is off to a 12-8 start now. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Davidson is down on strikes for a 2nd time today. 2nd strikeout for Robertson. 1 gone in the inning, and CJ Alexander the batter. And with that, Mickey Story is going to come out, and I think that's going to be the end of the evening for Nick Robertson. Mickey Story points to the bullpen, so we'll have a pitching change for Sugarland. Man at 2nd with 1 out here in the bottom of the 7th. Sugarland trailing it 7-3 on the Sugarland Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, an energy company that does more than just sell electricity. We offer electricity plus a protection plan for your AC, where you pay nothing for covered parts and labor. Electricity plus we predict your energy bill and alert you to any unusual usage spikes. All in one great electricity rate at constellation.com/get more. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
Pitching change for the Space Cowboys with one out and a man on second here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sugarland will bring on the right-hander Misael Tamarez, and he'll get C.J. Alexander to start things off. Eighth outing of the year for Tamarez in his previous seven 5 2/3 innings. He's given up 11 runs on 11 hits, including four homers, walked eight, and struck out five. He'll come in here to try and shut things down. Tamarez has allowed a run in each of his last three outings. We saw him last pitch earlier in this series 3 days ago on Wednesday. First offer to Alexander. And this is popped up on the infield. Well, that is out number one. Tamarez comes over to cover third because short on the infield. Grass makes a two-handed squeeze above his head for out number two. Splitter that time from Tamarez to get the pop-up. And now it's Willie McIver. Looking ahead to the eighth inning, Space Cowboys will have Whitcomb, Matthews, and Price due up as the first offer. Splitter, or a sinking fastball, misses low for ball number one. Meanwhile, for the Aviators, they have the right-hander Dylan Florio warming up in their pen. So it looks like Florio will have the eighth. 1-0. Inside, who did that catch? I think it was our home plate umpire, David Arrieta. Fastball at 97. And it might have also caught McGuire. Actually, I think that caught everybody. That was the trifecta. It hit off of the elbow guard for McGuire. Went off of Salazar's shoulder and then hit the face mask of David Arrieta, who is going to get looked at by both of his fellow crew members. Now Takeando is going to come out to take a look at him as well, as that must have rung his bell. Wasn't a whole lot that slowed that ball down. As we get another look at it, yeah, that's the trifecta right there, and it only took glancing blows off of both the elbow guard for McGuire and the very top of the hockey mask, that hockey-style catcher's mask that Salazar wears. And so that was pretty much a 94-mile-an-hour fastball that went right into the face mask of our home plate umpire. A very eventful hit by pitch. So runners on first and second with two outs. And here is Daniel Susak, who homered earlier this evening. Tamarez strides home. And a first pitch. Fastball is in there. 95 on the sinker. It's 0-1. 7-3 in favor of the Aviators here in the bottom of the seventh. Misael Tamarez trying to keep this within striking distance for the last two innings for Sugarland. 0-1. Susak, a gapper out towards right. That'll split the defenders and head to the wall. Coming in to score is Thomas. McGuire getting the wave around third. Throw to the plate is cut off and not in time. And Daniel Susak, for the second time in this series, he's a hit shy of the cycle as he doubles in two more. And the Aviators now lead it 9-3 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Now batting number 9,
splitter that just caught the top of the zone. And Susak went the other way with it. It's his fourth double of the year. And he's just a triple shy of the cycle tonight. So for another inning, the Aviators score a couple on only one hit, thanks to the walk and the hit batter. And so now it is Cooper Bowman. First offer misses wide for ball number one. Bowman walked his last time up. He also hit into a fielder's choice in the third, and he struck out back in the second. Tamarez looks to second, and the 1-0. Strike call knee high, and it's even at one ball and one strike. And now the job becomes that much more difficult for Sugarland as they trail at 9-3 here in the seventh. 1-1, high and in. It's two balls and one strike now to Bowman. Tamarez from the third base side of the rubber strides home. And this is popped up back of home. Salazar gives it a look, but that'll be into the seats. Wind has started to pick up just a touch, blowing out to right field. As Tamarez, new ball in hand, another 2-2. Right in there, strike three called. Bowman is down looking, but damage done. Two runs on just one hit, and a man stranded for the Aviators. We head to the eighth. Space Cowboys trailing it now 9-3 on the Sugarland Space Cowboys broadcast network.
Whether running a marathon or walking your dog, every movement matters. But when you're in pain, simple activities can feel unbearable. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our specialists can help you heal faster using the latest technology, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced physical therapy. As the top-ranked hospital in Texas, we have the expertise to keep you moving and help you get back to doing the things you love. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We move on to the eighth inning. Space Cowboys now trailing Las Vegas 9-3. New hurler on for the Aviators is the right-hander Dylan Floro. Floro is making his first appearance of the season. The first time that he is pitching in AAA since back in 2022 when he was a member of the Miami Marlins organization. He threw three appearances on rehab with AAA Jacksonville. He'll get Shea Whitcomb to lead it off here. First pitch to him, and that is a called strike on the inner edge. It is 0-1. Well, Floro last season primarily pitched with the Washington Nationals. He was very good with Washington last year. 0-1 is down in the dirt. 51 outings, he went 3-3 with a 2.06 earned run average. Gave up just 12 earned runs in 52 and a third innings of work. 13 walks to 40 strikeouts with the Nats. 1-1, Whitcomb, a line drive deep center, heading back on it. Avens at a stretch, he's got it. Just shy of the warning track. in dead center. Oh, that was barreled by Whitcomb. But he lines out, and there's one going here in the eighth inning. And unfortunately for the Space Cowboys, that is now 15 straight batters who have been retired. Their last man to reach was Tommy Sacco Jr. back in the third whenever he doubled in Colin Price. Since then, nothing going offensively for the Space Cowboys. Here's Matthews, and he takes a pitch low and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Floro activated off the IL yesterday. Pitch on the way. That is a strike knee high. And so it's one ball and one strike down to Matthews. Floro was originally a 13th round pick by the Rays in 2012 out of Cal State Fullerton. 1-1 framed up. A flinch. Appeal to first. Ty Krause, our first base umpire, says no swing. Floro debuted with the Tampa Bay Rays in 2016. The 2-1 inner edge strike call. Floro has pitched with Tampa Bay, the Chicago White Sox, Cincinnati, and then he spent a good chunk with the Dodgers. He was there from 2018 through 2020. He was part of their World Series winning team in the COVID-shortened year in 2020. 2-2. Matthews fouls it back, and it stays at 2-2. Spent the entire year with Miami in 2021 and 2022. And then in 2023, split time between Miami and Minnesota. Pitch on the way is low and in. As we said, he was pitching well with the Nationals last year. And then he was traded at the deadline to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The 3-2. Breaking ball grounded. Floro to his left. Matthews can fly. Picked up. Throw to first. Not in time. Infield single for Bryce Matthews. And the Space Cowboys finally have a base runner. An infield hit by Matthews as he is able to reach and got there in front of the throw. So that snaps a string of 15 in a row retired by Aviators pitching. And we'll see if that can start a rally. After Floro got traded, though, and he was traded for Andres Chaparro, who ended up, remember, having a good year in Reno, just never quite worked out in Arizona for Floro. He ended up pitching to a 9.37 ERA in 15 outings as Price fouls the first one off for strike number one. As a matter of fact, his performance after he'd been acquired at the deadline was so bad that he got released by the Diamondbacks before the end of the season. They designated him for assignment on September 15th. He got released on the 17th. 0-1 foul back. Ended up signing a minor league contract with the A's on February 20th of this year. And then started the year on the IL. As we said, he was activated yesterday. No reason given for the IL stint for Floro because it was a minor league transaction. They do not have to give minor league injuries. 0-2. Price down, swinging on a slider. First strikeout for Floro. Two gone. And Tommy Sacco Jr. will be the batter.
At the plate, number 14, Tommy Sacco Jr.
Nine-3, Aviators leading it as the first offer fastball misses high to Sacco for ball number one. Sacco 1-for-3 with an RBI double to the right field corner back in the third. 1-0. Hits this on the ground past the diving Kurtz and fair. It'll go caroming off the short sidewall, and that is going to allow Matthews to get into third. And Tommy Sacco Jr. has his second double of the night. This one just inside the line. Space Cowboys have a couple of men in scoring position now for Zach Short. Great job there by Sacco to just plant it inside of the line. And now we'll see if Short can drive in a run and close the gap for the Space Cowboys, who have four outs to work with left here in this ballgame. Trailing at 9-3 with two outs in the top of the eighth. Short is 1-for-3 tonight, and he takes a sinker in for ball one. So again, for the Space Cowboys now, that's seven hits on the night. Six of them have been for extra bases. 1-0. Rolled foul, and Short might have got that off his foot as he comes away with a slight hobble. And so it's even at 1-1 now to Short. Well, Zach had a double and scored a run in the second, and he flied out to deep left his previous time up in the third. Last time up in the sixth, he grounded out to third. Floro, ball resting on the small of his back, now brings it into the glove. Right-hander with a chest-high set. And the 1-1 is cranked deep into the Las Vegas night. It is foul. They call it foul. Wow. Off the bat, that seemed like it was going to stay fair. A tank job by Short, but it is called foul. A 425-foot foul ball for Short. I mean, he got all of it, but it ends up going on the wrong side of the foul pole down the left field line. Now the 1-2, high and away. Oh, I don't know about that one. The set and the 2-2. And now a swing and a miss. Zach Short with a word for home plate umpire David Arrieta. And he has a right to be upset. Looking at the StatCast data, that had that as a fair ball. But instead, the Space Cowboys leave two on two hits. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's still the Las Vegas Aviators 9 and the Space Cowboys 3. And now this from your local stations.
Hello, Houston. We're Constellation, bringing you more than electricity for your home. Electricity plus a protection plan for your AC. Electricity plus alerts that will actually tell you if something's wrong with your system. And there's no charge for repairs. Visit constellation.com/get more to learn how all of this is included in one great electricity rate. Get more than electricity. Get Constellation. Certain restrictions apply. Visit constellation.com or speak to a care representative for details. PUC 10014.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages, too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning here on a Saturday night in Las Vegas. Space Cowboys trailing it 9-3. Top of the order, and Drew Avens do up here for the Aviators. Pitch on the way, and that is a little in with a sinker for ball number one. Space Cowboys very nearly had the big swing that would have gotten them back into this game. Back in the top of this eighth inning, the 1-0. Inside 2-0. Only bit of controversy we've really had in this series as Zach Short, with runners on second and third, hit a ball down the left field line that was called foul. We looked at it on StatCast, which again is not 100% accurate. The 2-0 outside 3-0. But per StatCast, The ball that Short just hit in the top of this eighth inning was a fair ball. It had it on its trajectory, and it had it mapped as a hit. But it was called foul by our home plate umpire, David Arrieta. And so it was a foul ball, 3-0. That's right over for a strike, 3-1. So as a result, instead of being down by only three at this point, Space Cowboys find themselves still down 6. 3-1. And Evans pops it up. Foul ground, third base, side mask off for Salazar as he tracks it, and it's on the wrong side of the netting in the first row of seats. So that'll bring it full now to Drew Evans, who so far tonight is 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, a run scored, and a ground out and a fly out. Aviators only have one more hit than the Space Cowboys, but walks have come back to hurt Sugarland tonight. The 3-2. Evans tips it into Salazar's mitt. It's a strikeout. And Tavares gets his second strikeout. One gone, and Darryl Hernandez the batter. For Sugarland tonight, 5 of the 7 walks that they have issued have come in and scored. This is grounded through on the left side for Hernandez. Splits it between Short and Matthews. And Hernandez is on with one out. His second hit of the night.
Now batting number 7, Nick Kurtz.
And it brings up Nick Kurtz. Rest of the Major League scoreboard today, at least games that pertain to the Astros. Remember, Houston got a 3-2 come from behind win over San Diego today to win that 3-game series. Pitch on the way. Swung on a miss by Kurtz. Rangers, though, at home taking on the Dodgers, get a walk-off 2-run homer by Adolis Garcia off of Kirby Yates, who, remember, was the Rangers closer last year. 0-1. Outside 1-1. By the way, Eddie Rosario played in that game for the Dodgers. The Dodgers ended up selecting his contract yesterday from Oklahoma City. The 1-1 inside. Meanwhile, the Mariners went to 12 innings today against the Toronto Blue Jays, but got 5 in the top of the 12th, including a grand slam by Rowdy Tellez. The 2-1. Kurtz fouls it back, and it's 2-2. So the Mariners are now in game over 500 at 11-10. Athletics beat the Brewers today in Milwaukee. Luis Severino, who was their big offseason acquisition, was brilliant today. The set of the 2-2. Popped in the air on the wrong side. Foul third base side. Severino, 8 innings, just 1 run on 3 hits. Didn't walk anybody. He only struck out 1 today. A vintage performance by Severino as he gets his first win as a member of the Athletics. And Mason Miller gets his 6th save. 2-2, high and out. Now Brent Rooker hit his 6th home run of the season today for the Athletics. So they are now 10-11 on the year. Angels had a lead late, but end up falling to the Giants today, 3-2. San Francisco continues their good start. Tamara's the 3-2. And Kurtz fouls it straight back. And for the Giants today, Landon Roop, who we saw in Sacramento over the last couple of years, 7-2 run innings. One of those runs, Mike Trout hit his 7th home run of the season today. And Tamara's will step off. So the way the American League West looks at the moment, Astros 2.5 games back of Texas. Mariners are 2 games back of the Rangers. And the Athletics are 3 back. So all pretty bunched together there. Kicking the offer. And Kurtz strikes out on a high fastball, 97 that time, from Tavares, his 3rd strikeout.
Colby Thomas.
Two gone and Colby Thomas the batter. Astros have this series against the Padres. They're going for the sweep coming up tomorrow. As the set and the offer, and a big swing and a miss by Thomas, he loses his elbow guard for strike one. And then the Toronto Blue Jays are going to come to town for three games. Day off next Thursday. And the Astros will make a quick trip to Kansas City for three games against the Royals. Another swing and a miss by Thomas. Another 97-mile-an-hour fastball that time from Tamarez. Trying to work around the one-out single by Hernandez. Space Cowboys trailing at 9-3 here in the eighth. Tamarez, the 0-2. Fastball got him. Nothing but heat from Misael Tamarez. 98. Probably the fastest pitch that he's thrown this season. Against Colby Thomas swinging for the last out in the eighth. We go to the ninth. Last chance for Sugarland. They trail it 9-3 as we go that way on the Space Cowboys broadcast network.
It's shocking how much some electricity providers charge you. You get your bill and it takes your breath away. Switch to Constellation. We help you save by giving you a great rate that includes extras like usage alerts and bill prediction that help you avoid unwanted surprises. You could also get up to $600 in annual bill credits. Plus, some of our plans even come with free AC repairs. Stop being shocked. Switch for good to Constellation. Visit Constellation.com or call for details. Certain restrictions apply. PUCT 10014.
We're proud to represent the Sugar Land Space Cowboys as its official personal injury law firm. With family roots going back to 1918 in Sugar Land, the Fort Bend community and its safety are super important to us. With offices in Sugar Land, Houston, the Woodlands, and across the state, our five-star legal team is available 24/7, 365 to answer any questions you may have arising from an injury or death that happened on the road or on the job. Visit us online at callamaro.com. Before tomorrow, call Amaro.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Last chance for the Space Cowboys as we start the ninth inning. Sugarland trailing it against Las Vegas. 9-3. Space Cowboys in danger of losing this game and also losing this series. New hurler is the lefty Hogan Harris. He's brought in to face Cesar Salazar, Jesus Bastidas, and Quincy Hamilton, the three scheduled to bat for Sugarland. Lefty Harris towards the middle of the rubber, kicks home. And Salazar swings and misses for a strike. It is 0-1. Sixth appearance of the year for Harris. Second time we've seen him in this series. For the year, he's 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. The 0-1 offer. Breaking ball. That skips right in front of home. The 1-1 now. Salazar is 0-3 today. He's grounded out to first twice. And he lined out to center his last time up in the sixth. 1-1. That time a curveball lands. Now Harris last threw back on Tuesday. Now he came in and threw two scoreless innings through the fifth and sixth. Space Cowboys worked a couple of walks against him, but nothing else. Curveball, strikeout swinging for Salazar.
Designated hitter number 2, Jesus Bastidas.
So that'll bring up Jesus Bastidas. Sugarland had a 1-0 lead in the second inning. Aviators got two in the bottom of the second. The Space Cowboys got two in the third, but then a 5-run bottom of the third inning gave the Aviators a 7-3 lead. And Jesus Bastidas just waves through a ball that hit home plate on its way in. And Jesus has just not looked like himself, especially here tonight. The 0-1. Grounded, and on the left side, Hernandez knocks it down to his feet, throws to first in time to get him, and that is just unfortunate. Mastinas put a good swing on it. Looked like it was destined for the hole, and instead Hernandez gets it and makes a throw to first, and it's going to come down to Quincy Hamilton now to try and keep the game alive for Sugarland. It's a really good play by the shortstop Hernandez. So now it is Hamilton, the pitch. And Quincy swings through a fastball that tied him up on the inside edge for strike one. 9-3 Aviators here in the ninth. Left-hander Harris, the pitch. Not close with a fastball downstairs. Quincy tonight, 1-for-3. He doubled and drove in a run in the second. 1-1 is popped in the air out into left field. Coming on, Alexander, and he will get there, make the catch, and the Aviators win this one tonight, 9-3, and take the series from Sugarland by virtue of winning tonight. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one tonight. Get you set for tomorrow's day game series finale. Postgame show is next on the Space Cowboys Broadcast Network.
Cancer is never just cancer. It affects your entire body. At Houston Methodist Neal Cancer Center, we have the expertise to treat all of you. Leading oncologists use the latest technology, research, and treatments to stop your cancer, while specialists minimize its effects on major organs. There's a better approach to cancer care that heals all of you. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Life is full of ifs. At Regions Bank, we know that if you're looking for a neighborhood bank with Texas quality customer service, it's not always easy to find. But at Regions, customer service means something different. For us, it means helping you get where you want to go. So if you want a customized financial plan or just an annual savings bonus, we've got you. Your Regions banker can help make the if in life less iffy.
Let's talk about the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For low prices on gas, food, and beverages too. Now and forever, there's one near you. Make every trip a big success. Everything you need from fuel to fresh. Now and forever, makes your life a little bit better. Fast, friendly, always fresher. Everything from fuel to fresh.
Welcome into the postgame show. Space Cowboys tonight fall to the Las Vegas Aviators by a final score of 9-3. Garrett Green with you here, and let's take you back through this evening's contest. Well, for Sugarland, they got off to a good start tonight. They drew a couple of walks in the first inning, and they forced the starter, Joey Estes, to throw 27 pitches in the first frame. Unfortunately, Sugarland was not able to score any runs there. However, they got a scoreless bottom of the first from Miguel Ulloa, and in the second, Zach Short led off the frame with a double, and then with two outs, Quincy Hamilton doubled to the right field corner to drive in Short and make it 1-0 Sugarland. In the bottom of the second, though, Logan Davidson would walk, and with two outs, Daniel Susak hit a go-ahead two-run homer. At that point, the Aviators had a 2-1 lead. But in the third, Shea Whitcomb led off the frame with a homer to the left. That tied the game, and then with one out, Colin Price and Tommy Sacco banged back-to-back doubles, and Sugarland was in front of that point, 3-2. Unfortunately, Space Cowboys were sat down in order in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th innings tonight, and for the Aviators, they struck for 5 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Miguel Ulloa back out for the 3rd, walked Drew Avins and walked Nick Kurtz. A double by Colby Thomas brought in a run, and then Logan Davidson walked, ending the night for Ulloa. Jaden Murray came in, but C.J. Alexander doubled in two, and then Willie McGiver capped the scoring with a 2 RBI single. Aviators would get two more in the bottom of the seventh. Comey Thomas walked, stole second. William MacGyver was hit by a pitch. The Daniel Susak, who drove in four tonight and came a triple shy of the cycle, doubled to the right field corner, and as a result, to the right field gap, two more runs scored. Space Cowboys then looked like they got back into the game in the eighth. After they'd had 15 straight retired, Bryce Matthews reached on an infield single, and with two outs, Tommy Sacco Jr. hit his second double of the night. So it was ran at second and third, and two outs in the inning. Zach Short then hit a ball 425 feet to left field, but it was called foul. It was very close down the line. Short ends up striking out, and then the Space Cowboys go in order in the ninth inning as they end up falling to Las Vegas by a final score of 9-3. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for you, and we'll start with the Pacific Coast League. Again, there were a couple of games that were canceled tonight, or postponed, we should say, due to inclement weather. Oklahoma City against Tacoma in OKC and Albuquerque against El Paso both postponed tonight, so they will play an Easter Sunday doubleheader for both of those series tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Sacramento Rivercats one-hit Salt Lake. They get a 5-0 win tonight. The Round Rock Express 8-4 winners over the Reno Aces tonight as Justin Foscue drives in three for Round Rock. Meanwhile, on the Astros-affiliated scoreboard, Corpus Christi Hooks lose a Saturday doubleheader against the Midland Rockhounds. They're shut out 6-0 in one game and lose 3-1 in the other. Hooks were held to two hits in each of their two games today. Lance McCullers Jr. did not end up starting for Corpus Christi today, but it is because he was dealing with a stomach bug that required him to get fluids and an IV yesterday. So we'll see what the next step is going to be for McCullers. The good news is that it is not a case of something related to his rehab where he is returning. It's something unrelated. Meanwhile, at High A, Asheville falls to Rome tonight, 7-4. Rome gets three runs in the bottom of the eighth. And then down in Single A tonight, Fayetteville a shutout against Fredericksburg 2-0 in their game. On the Major League side of things, Astros get a come-from-behind 3-2 victory this evening. Christian Walker hits a game-tying two-run homer, and then Isak Paredes delivers a go-ahead knock. Five innings today from Hayden Wesneski for the Astros. He ends up not receiving a decision as he strikes out four. Taylor Scott gets the win after throwing two perfect innings of relief. Brian Abreu gets his seventh hold. Josh Hader gets his sixth save. Astros win back-to-back games for the first time this season. They'll have a chance to go for a sweep of the Padres tomorrow night at 6:10. Framber Valdez will be on the mound. Meanwhile, the Padres are going to counter with the right-hander, Dylan Cease. All right, it's time to name our player of the game tonight. Your player of the game is presented by Top Fan Rivalry. Tonight's player of the game, Tommy Sacco Jr. He goes 2-for-4 tonight. He doubles twice and picks up his fourth RBI of the season. Tommy Sacco Jr. is your player of the game presented by Top Fan Rivalry. All right, final numbers from this evening's game. For Las Vegas, 9 runs on 9 hits. They committed 1 error and left 7 men on base. For Sugar Land tonight, 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They leave 6 men on base. Winning pitcher tonight is Joey Estes. He improves to 1-0. Lost tonight to Miguel Uyola. He drops to 0-1. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of a crowd of 7,390 on what started off as a 68-degree clear night here in Las Vegas. With the win, the Aviators are now 14-6 on the year. With the loss, the Space Cowboys fall to 8-12. Series wraps up tomorrow, day game here in Las Vegas. It'll be a 2.05 p.m. Central Time first pitch for you tomorrow. Space Cowboys are going to throw the left-hander Colton Gordon, 1-0 with a 3.26 ERA. Meanwhile, for the Aviators, they will throw the right-hander Jason Alexander tomorrow. First pitch comes your way at 2.05 p.m., so we're on the air for you just a little bit before 2 o'clock tomorrow back in the Central Time Zone. Well, a big thanks to everybody who made tonight's broadcast possible. Most importantly, to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday night. Whether you're with us for an out and inning, or the entirety of this one, almost all the way up to midnight back in Texas, or wherever you may have been listening, we're so thrilled that you made Space Cowboys baseball a part of your night. So for our entire broadcast team, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Your final score, The Las Vegas Aviators 9, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Until then, good night from fabulous Las Vegas.